This is program number LW2580. Ever had trouble getting your kids to cooperate? Does a cat meow? Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about one young mother's frustrating day. Maybe you can identify with her. It was mealtime, and she was trying to get her spoiled son to eat. Her trying to get him to eat was nothing unusual. He always refused to eat. At least he never wanted to eat what she prepared. Ever had that experience, Mom? Well, trying to get him to eat a few potatoes, then a green bean, then a little bit of meat, his answers were no, no, no. Finally, at her wit's end, she asked him, "Well, what will you eat?" It was with a twinkle in his eye, you know, the mischievous kind, that he said to her, "A worm. I want a worm to eat." A worm? Well, she thought about it a minute, and taking him too seriously, which I guess parents of spoiled children do too much of their kids, she thought a minute. She remembered she had read somewhere in some child psychology book that children should be given what they want to eat. So Mom, gullible Mom, went in and asked Dad to go out to the garden and find a worm. He did. He brought it in, laid it down on the boy's plate, but the kid was still dissatisfied. "I wanted it cooked," he screamed. So dear old Mom picked it up, threw it into a pan, and cooked it. When it was done, and how you can tell a worm is done, I don't know. Anyway, she brought it back and set it in front of him. But again, it was the same story. There he sat, shaking his head side to side. "Now what?" she said, throwing her hands up into the air and then landing them on her hips. "I want Daddy to eat half the worm first." Oh, brother. Anyway, still believing in the idea that a child should have his own way, Dad sliced the thing in two, stuck his fork into half of it, turned and looked at Mom, then back to the kid, then at his fork. He reluctantly ate half the worm. But no sooner had he gotten the thing down than the boy burst into tears, jumped up and down, and screamed, "Daddy ate the half I wanted." Well, some people are just never satisfied, right? Know anybody like that yourself? You know, contentment is a state of mind. It really is. Someone once said it's wise to be satisfied with one's own lot, even though he doesn't have a lot, right? Contentment is what you decide you're going to have. It's hard. I know it's hard. That's because we live in a world where we're told that the only way we can be satisfied is if we get more. More of this, more of that. A baroness who once owned more than you or I will ever own once said, "To be content with little is difficult, but to be content with much, that's impossible." So take it from her. You can have much, but that only makes you more discontent. It's hard to believe. That's because we're flooded with the advertiser's campaign, telling us buy this, charge that, to own is to be happy. The more you get, the more you'll be satisfied. So we reach for it. There's a secret to it all, though. A fellow named Paul once found it. He said, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." What a statement. He said, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty." Then he said, "But I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." You know what his secret was? Are you ready? Here it is. He said, "I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength." That was the Paul who wrote those words in the Bible. His secret success formula was Jesus Christ. And you know, it really makes sense. Jesus is the only one who makes sense out of life. He gives peace in the midst of a storm, even in the midst of the advertiser's rage. Think about that one today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "What is the Gospel?" I'd sure like to send it to you. In it, we talk about Jesus Christ. What is the Gospel? It's the most important pamphlet you could ever receive. I believe that. It's yours for the asking. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.